Hi, this is Randy Wimmer with Government Contracting Academy, and today's proposal writing tip deals with proposal organization. Now, before you click off and think that this is a throwaway topic, it is not. My very first proposal writing class was with my first employer, a company that no longer exists. It was called American Management System, and I was asked to evaluate, as if we were the Government Source Selection Board, two proposals for the Air Force's next generation fighter jet, and we did that. One was extraordinarily well-written, and then the other one was really choppy, and it read like it was written by a well-educated fifth grader. However, that's the one that we chose. Why? Because it was organized in such a way where we could easily find the information that we were looking for. We had a scorecard, just like your source selection board will. And if you align your proposal in such a way that you're anticipating what's going to be evaluated next in that scorecard, you are going to be successful every single time. Where do you get this? Well, you get that from the request for proposal. Section L will tell you what needs to be in your proposal. However, regarding the technical piece of this, that usually follows the statement of work or the PWS, which is in Section C of the RFP. So make sure you're following that as your guideline.